USA Radio News.
Michael Cohen is afraid of going to jail. Now, here's where I'm at a loss. I don't know what he's afraid of going to jail about. He shouldn't be afraid of going to jail for anything somebody thinks he did with us, because he didn't. He didn't commit any crime with President Trump.
President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, earlier today. Now, Giuliani made the chat show rounds. He was on CNN, and that was from Fox and Friends, where he talked a little bit about Cohen and what Cohen has to be afraid of, which in his mind is really nothing. The deadly fire in Northern California that has forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes slowed down Sunday and was at least 17% contained. That's according to a Cal Fire spokesman. Officials also said there were more than 150 fire trucks on the way to help them from outside the state. A Cal Fire spokesman also talks about some of the challenges they're facing.
With the intensity that we have here, it's really hard to stop a fast-moving, wind-driven fire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody, and I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
President Trump's agreement with the EU that alleviated the risk of an intermediate trade war was a major factor on the price of oil this week. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
That agreement led to only a modest price increase of only 2 cents for a national average of $2.85 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline prices are still up when compared to last year.
Versus a year ago, the national average in the U.S. is still up by about 53 cents per gallon. Much of that has to do with the jump in the price of oil versus last year.
Hawaii has the highest price for gasoline at $3.80 a gallon. Mississippi, Alabama, and South Carolina have the lowest at $2.55 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said she hopes to stay on the Supreme Court for at least another 5 years until she is 90. She did an interview yesterday on CNN where she said that her senior colleague, Justice John Paul Stevens, stepped down when he was 90. So she said, quote, "I think I have at least another 5 years left," unquote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sunday on Twitter, President Trump threatened to push a government shutdown ahead of the coming spending deadline in September if Congress doesn't fund his border wall and change the nation's immigration laws. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich has some advice for President Trump.
I think the president ought to indicate that he'll sign something which is a down payment. Then the Democrats have to say that they are so opposed to protecting America's borders that they won't even agree to a modest down payment. I think, as I said a minute ago, I mean, he's got to be firm. If this is the fight he wants, he's got to go to the country, he's got to explain it, he's got to tie it to illegal criminals and to people who we know as facts. I mean, you go around the country, you find these incidents, people who have been killed, people who have been tortured, people who have been raped. You look at the total volume of fentanyl and of opioids that come in across the border, and I think the president can make a very strong case. If that's the case, the question is, who's more radical? Is it more radical to want to have a wall, or is it more radical to want to have open borders? If he can make that clear enough, this will, in the end, in October, be very expensive for the Democrats.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1965 when LBJ signed Medicare into law for elderly Americans. The bill signing ceremony took place at the Truman Library in Independence, Missouri, and former President Harry Truman was the first enrolled Medicare recipient. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.